Suzanne Vega is certainly one of America's premier folk-style singer-songwriters with a large international following. Two of her songs, Luca and Tom's Diner, have reached into the top 10 pop charts in various countries, including the USA. She was born in Los Angeles, raised in New York City's Upper West Side, and attended New York's High School for the Performing Arts and then Barnard College. While she was at Barnard, she became part of Jack Hardy's group of songwriters who were featured on the Fast Folk anthology albums. Then came her critically praised and very popular first two albums, Suzanne Vega and Solitude Standing, and much exposure in the early days of MTV and VH1. Tom's Diner has two interesting side notes. The recording was used in an early trial of the famous MP3 compression system, and the actual diner itself, referred to in the song on 112th and Broadway in New York City, was the building used for the exterior shots of the diner on Seinfeld. Suzanne has collaborated with Philip Glass and Duncan Cheek and was part of the Danger Mouse, Sparkle Horse, David Lynch collaboration Dark Night of the Soul. For the past couple of years, she's been re-recording her back catalog in a series of albums called Close Up, Volumes 1 through 4. This set includes many of her best-known songs, including Tom's Diner and Luca. Here's Suzanne Vega.
Even if I am in love with you, all this to say, what's it to you? Observe the blood, the rose tattoo of the fingerprints on me from you. Other evidence has shown that you and I are still alone. We skirt around the danger zone and don't talk about it later. Marlo watches from the wall, her mocking smile says it all. She records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall. Well, I walked your house in the afternoon by the butcher shop with the sawdust strewn. Don't give away the goods too soon, what she might have told me. And I tried so hard to resist when you held me in your handsome fist and reminded me of the night we kissed and of why I should be leaving. Marlena watches from the wall, her mocking smile says it all. She records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall. Now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall. And even if I am in love with you, all this to say, what's it to you? Observe the blood, the rose tattoo of the fingerprints on me from you. Other evidence has shown that you and I are still alone. We skirt around the danger zone and don't talk about it later. And I tried so hard to resist when you held me in your handsome fist and reminded me of the night we kissed and of why I should be leaving. Marlena watches from the wall, her mocking smile says it all. As she records the rise and fall of every man who's been here. But the only one here now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing, 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 changing. Marlena watches from the wall, her mocking smile says it all. As she records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That song was written for Marlene Dietrich back when I had a poster of her on my wall. And I was wondering what she might be thinking if she had eyes and could see into my room, which, of course, fortunately, she did not. Now I'm going to do a couple of new songs. This next one is called New York is a Woman. And thank you. And in my way of thinking, New York is a woman, not always a very nice one, certainly not always a lady, but still with a good heart when she feels like it. New York City spread herself before you with her bangles and her spangles and her stars. You were impressed with a city so undressed, had to go out cruising all the bars. Your business trip extended through the weekend. Suburban boy here for your first time, from the 27th floor above the Midtown door. You were starved by her beauty and her crime. And she's every girl you've seen in every movie. She's every dame you've ever known on late night TV. In her steam and steel is the passion you feel endlessly. New York is a woman, she'll make you cry. And to her, you're just another guy. Look down and see her ruined places. Smoke and ash still rising to the sky. She's happy that you're here, but when you disappear, she won't know that you're gone to say goodbye. A woman, she'll make you cry. And to her, you're just another guy. And she's every girl you've seen in every movie. She's every dame you've ever known on late night TV. In her steam and steel is the passion you feel desperately. New York is a woman, she'll make you cry. And to her, you're just another guy. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is another new song, and it's called Frank and Ava, and it's... Thank you. And it's about, you know, the very famous Frank Sinatra, equally famous and beautiful Ava Gardner, and their relationship. Actually, I think it contains their courtship, marriage, breakup of the marriage, and then the passion that they had pretty much until the end of their lives. I tried to get all of that in 2 minutes and 37 seconds. On the way to the B-Day is when the trouble used to start. It didn't mean she wasn't queen of the tinderbox that was his heart of fire. His desire meant that everything must come undone, and so now we know that it's Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to do a really old song now. I won't even tell you how old, just old enough. This song is so old that I wrote it when I was a counselor at a sleepaway camp in the Adirondack Mountains. I was the folk singing and disco dance counselor. And I wrote this for the arts and crafts counselor of the boys' camp up the road. And I knew that at the end of the summer, I would go back to New York City, where I'm from, and I knew that he would be going back to Liverpool, England, where he was from. So I wrote him this song as a kind of a gift, and he in return gave me his bandana. In your eyes of coffee shops and morning streets in the blue and silent sunrise, but night is the cathedral where we recognize the sign. We strangers know each other now as part of the whole design. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you, let me hear you through the heat. Oh, you're the jester of this courtyard with a smile like a girl's, distracted by the women with the dimples and the curls, by the pretty and the mischievous, by the timid and the blessed, by the blowing skirts of ladies who promise to gather you to their breast. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. With the fingers of the potter and the laughing tail of the fool, the arranger of disorder with your strange and simple rules. Yeah, now I've made me another spinner of strange and gauzy threads, with a long and slender body and a bump upon the head. Oh, hold me like a baby asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, with a long and slender body and the sweetest, softest hands, and we'll blow away forever soon and go on to different lands. Please do not ever look for me, but with me you will stay. And you will hear yourself in song blowing by one day. But now hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you. Thank you. want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. When they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know that I'm looking at them. I think they think I must be out of touch, but I'm only in the outskirts and in the fringes, on the edge and off the avenue. And if you want me, you can find me left of center, wondering about you. I think that somehow, somewhere inside of us, we must be similar, if not the same. So I continue to be wanting you left of center, against the grain. And if you want me, you can find me left of center, off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grip. But I'm only in the outskirts and in the fringes, on the edge and off the avenue. And if you want me, you can find me left of center, wondering about you. Wondering about you. Wondering about you.
Thank you. This is Mike Visaglia on bass.
I'd like to help you, doctor. Yes, I really, really would. But the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel shouting through the roar. And I'd like to give the information asking for. But blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. I think that you might want to know the details and the facts, but there's something in my blood denies the memory of the act. So just forget it, doc, I think it's really cool that you're concerned. We'll have to try again after the silence has returned, 'cause blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. I'd like to help you, doctor. Yes, I really, really would. But the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel shouting through the roar. And I'd like to give the information asking for. But blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. Blood makes noise. Blood makes noise. Blood makes noise.
Thank you. Well, sometimes after I sing that song, I like to have a little change of mood. And this next song is called Pornographer's Dream, and is a big change of mood from the last song. And in case you're wondering, or wondering probably what the pornographer in the song might be dreaming of, I thought I'd tell you in advance, because it's a song based on the idea that if we long for what we don't have, then your average random pornographer could possibly be dreaming of a more spiritual kind of existence. And in this song, he is longing for women who are clothed and mysterious. There, so now we can all be thinking of the same thing, more or less. Maybe. She's a pornographer's dream, he said. I knew what he meant, and it made me imagine what kind of a dream he would have that hadn't been spent. Would he still dream of the thigh, the flesh up on high? Would he saw so much of, or wouldn't he dream of the thing that he never could quite get the touch of? It's out of his hands, over his head, out of his reach, under this real life hidden veils, covered in silk, dreaming of what might be. It's out of his hands, over his head, out of his reach, under this real life hidden veils, dreaming of mystery. She turns to tease the camera and please us at home, and we let her. Who's to know what she'll show of herself, in what measure, if what she reveals or what she conceals is the key to our pleasure. It's out of our hands, over our heads, pornographer's dream, he said. I knew what he meant, and it made me imagine what kind of a dream he would have. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce my band. We've got on keyboards and background vocals Lila Bialy, Mike Visaglia on bass, Doug Yole on drums, and Ben Butler on electric guitar. Thank you so much for having me. I just think this show is just great, and I hope I don't have to wait another 20 years to come back. And thank you so much. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fright, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. I think I'm okay. I walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. It's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone with nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me. Thank you. Well, we'd like to close with one more New York song. This is kind of an old one. And he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. Always nice to see you.
shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them. And instead, I pour the milk. The story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. So I raise my head. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. To the bells of the cathedral, I am thinking of your voice. And of a midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee, and it's time to catch the train.
Thank you.
That was Suzanne Vega with a great band from New York City that included Mike Visceglia on bass, Doug Yowell on drums, Ben Butler guitar, and Layla Bialy on piano and keyboards, and they all sing along with Suzanne.